Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I'm excited today. I had the opportunity to go to the Barron County Commissioner meeting. It's a joke, but, you know, somebody got to do it. Me being the only black in the whole place, which was so, so amazing. I got the opportunity to talk about Martell Hatley, a young man who was murdered by the sheriff department and his deputy. After reviewing the autopsy report, one by the state and one by the family, there was no comparison to the two. The state never mentioned about all the bruises that was on his body. The state never mentioned that he was tasered. The state never mentioned that it was a strong possibility that he did not commit suicide. We're living in a time where law enforcement can kill and get away with it. They can sexually attack women and get away with it. We're living in a time where people think that law enforcement is here to serve and protect. That is no longer true. There was a video out just recently about the white police officer saying, if he's black, shoot him. Kill him. This is what's going on today. We are in the middle of a crisis, but people have literally refused to stand up and say, no more. People think, especially my black brothers and sisters, they really think they got it going on. They really think that they're able to move things, especially if they have a car, apartment, a job, and living with their mama. Amazing when you sit down and think about it. Who would believe it? Who would believe it? We got to change the way we do business. We can no longer sit around and do nothing. And save your bullets. Stop all this crazy stuff that's going on in the street. Save your bullets, because you're going to need every last one of them. But it's going to get to a point where they won't sell you any more bullets. Coming. It could even be tomorrow when they stop selling black people bullets. You have to go underground. That's right. You have to go underground. And to fight a war, don't go out here going chest to chest, bullet for bullet. You have to fight guerrilla style. Stick and move, stick and move, stick and move. Stick and keep moving. That's what you have to do. But here's the good news. We can win this war. And I use the term war because we're at war. It's just that we're not fighting. It's unfortunate that we are not fighting this battle. And that's why we're getting killed, pulled over, hands up, shot 4-5 times. Don't make a difference, because it's still justifiable homicide. If you don't have a gun, they will plant a gun on you. Then they'll use a fascist newspaper especially like the Herald Praetor newspaper here in Barron County. They'll use that. They will use that to try to destroy you if they can. People have not went through these horrible schools. They don't know any better. They believe what's in the newspaper. They believe what is being said. They believe that. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They believe all that. Let me call you back. Yes, yes. So we got to continue doing what we need to do and stay focused. There's nothing more important than staying focused and doing what needs to be done. We're fighting a real war, and if we don't stop fighting back, they're going to kill us all. They're going to kill our children, our children's children, and it'll be justifiable homicide. That's why I'm telling you right now, save your bullets. Save your bullets. And this is something that you can do. Whirlpool Corporation. They are what we call poverty pimps. You see, the struggle that has taken place in recent years in Benton Harbor is a case in point, one that holds a numerous lesson for the American people. The fight in Benton Harbor is a war over whether America will have prosperity and democracy or live in poverty under the heels of open corporate rules. And you got to remember, they will. The attack on democracy today in Benton Harbor shows that Whirlpool Corporation and all the other corporations, the power structure, they are determined to crush anyone who stands in its way. It is part of a process underway across America in various forms. After the once stable working class community of Benton Harbor was devastated with the automation and globalization, and the community began to resist, the race card was played by Whirlpool to impose open rule on corporate power. It's amazing when you think about it. It's amazing what this poverty pimp is doing in the city of Benton Harbor. Wow, who would believe it? You know, one of the things that had happened, the city of Benton Harbor, we have homeless and poverty stricken out here in this frigid cold weather. Do you understand the people of Benton, of the city of Benton Harbor, is the backbone? We cannot leave anyone behind. We must protect the homeless. The impact of the homeless health, the homeless man or woman health is affected not only by material poverty, but also by social exclusion. No matter if poverty has been and being homeless affect someone's mental or physical health, the end result is that it's the same on the average. The poor live shorter lives than the rich. Whirlpool Corporation are nothing but a poverty pimp. They prey on the poor in the city of Benton Harbor, the homeless, the poverty stricken. Whirlpool set its sights on turning the city of Benton Harbor into a lakeside resort. That's right. They're trying to drive all the African Americans out of the city of Benton Harbor, and they are using, now listen to this, listen to this. They're using other black Americans to help them drive blacks, and they've been doing it for the last 15 years. They've been doing it. And most people give these people a free pass because they know them. You have the Yarborough family, which is the loudest family in the history of mankind. A black family here, sellouts, bootlickers, You name it. You have the Hightower family, sellouts, bootleggers. That's right. Then you have Seawood. Oh, he goes under the title Dr. Seawood, a sellout, bootlegger. All these guys that have been on the commission have been sellouts, bootleggers. They don't give them a whole lot. They give them enough to sell their soul to the devil. And we walk around, at least I don't, they walk around like it's okay. Whirlpool has attacked this community like never before. Just when you think you got them, just where you want them, pull a rabbit out of the hat and pull up and buy and sell another slave. That's right. They pulled another rabbit out of that. Now, this $20 billion company located inside Benton Harbor now stole a whole street from the residents of Benton Harbor. They did not have permission to take that street, but they took it. And not one single citizen said a moment word. Let me go take a street. Army on me. But this is the way black people think. This is why we're always going to be in this compromising position. We're 50 million strong. That's right. 50 million strong. They got us reduced down to about 5,000 that are actually standing up against this poverty here in the city of Benton Harbor. They are pimping. They're killing black people like it's nothing. And nobody says a mumbling word. Nobody even talk about it. Everybody is afraid to open their mouth. They won't do it. They will not say a mumbling word. They won't do it. They won't do it. And I tell you this much. We have to stand up for what is right. We cannot sit around and do nothing and continue to do nothing. We're at war. And there's nothing this ruling class won't do. You see, the main cause of poverty is the establishment responsible for poverty in every community. In our community is Whirlpool. Whirlpool have took their time and did everything in their power to destroy the black community, taking this city, this community, and tore it apart. We have allowed Whirlpool Corporation, a corporation that's on welfare. In 2012, they received $120 million. 2013, they also received $120 million tax break. In 2014, Whirlpool Corporation received $120 million tax break. 15, 16, 17. And here, each year, they receive their income tax check back for $64 million. And then they had the nerve. They had the nerve. Can you believe this? They had the nerve to go to the poor city, probably in the whole United States. I'm not going to say the world, but I will say here in the United States, they went to the poor city and asked for a $3,870,000 tax break. And if you don't give it to us, we're going to move. My thing is move. Let me help you pack. You are a property pimp. You want to drain this community of all its resources. And every time we get a mayor, I don't know what it does to these mayors or what they be doing, but somehow they always end up on their side. James Hightower had a job making $150,000 with nothing to do. He was running women in and out of his office until he got busted. Once he was no longer mayor, he didn't realize that he was dead weight. He didn't know that. He thought that these people was going to love him forever. Not so. Not so. He thought that these people was going to love him forever, regardless what he did. Who would believe this? He didn't have, he had an office with no work. No work. He had a desk with no papers. His only job would be a flunky for Whirlpool Corporation, the property pimp. That's his job right there. That was the job here. When they call, you jump. Even though his job was at the hospital, which they also control the hospital. Everything around here, they control. They control everything in this community. And they always got someone who they have already bought and sold. You know, when you think about it, I know it's a little difficult for you to believe. I know it's hard to believe that people could mortgage the future of their children. But what amazed me more than anything else is that what are they thinking? You know, too many people have died fighting for freedom for black people. And then you have all these bootleggers. Let me talk about the former school superintendent, Dr. Leonard C. Wood. He was so sure that Whirlpool Corporation, the property pimp, loved him. He forgot that he was a black man. He used to have breakfast with people from Whirlpool, and he thought that was the biggest thing. He said if he died and went to hell, he done it all. He said, if I die tomorrow and go to hell, I done it all. I had breakfast with Whirlpool Corporation. Him and his brother-in-law, which is Hightower, thought that they were sitting on top of the world. Dr. Leonard Seawood was telling the people that I don't have to educate your children just because I'm the superintendent. And here's another thing. He didn't have He had less than 2,000 students. He made $175,000 being the superintendent. That's big schools. That's Chicago schools. That's St. Louis schools. That's Columbus, Ohio school. Those are the superintendent make that type of money. This guy, see, they was paying him that money to keep them in their pocket. Yes, they were. They was paying him that amount of money to keep him in, and he was doing everything. They was suspending students. They was kicking students out. If a student sneezed, they would kick him out of school. They did everything. No heat inside the school building in the wintertime. They had to come to school with boots and coats and mittens on and wear them inside the classroom. This is the type of superintendent he was, that he was bigger than life. He thought that he was bigger than the students, the parents, because nobody could hold him accountable because he was a flunky for Whirlpool Corporation, the poverty pimp themselves. They was pimping in our community. Yes, they was pimping. And it wasn't a beautiful situation. They dictated to the superintendent. And here's another thing. They had this guy, another black guy named Marcus Robinson, the other year. He would give the signals to the chairperson of the school board, when to vote, how to vote, why to vote, and they will vote the way he gives the signal to. Whirlpool sent him there to make sure that they voted the way that they wanted them to vote, to make sure that our children did not get educated. And it was all that, and this guy's Dr. Leonard Seawood. Amazing. Well, just the other day, Leonard Seawood went to trial. He had stolen $46,000, as he stole a lot more than that, but they only charging him with $46,000, because even the feds is looking at him right now. Change a 5 to a 50 to get extra pay, extra sick days, extra vacation days. He was doing everything you could think of, because he figured that he had the protection of Whirlpool Corporation, the property pimp. That's right. They are nothing but property pimps. That's right. And when they don't need you no more, they kick you to the curb. They body slam you. They turn you in. And then they laugh at you, because they want the whole world to know how stupid you are. But they know that they can find somebody to replace you. They can find somebody to replace you. They can give them a few dollars, and they'll do the same thing that Leonard Seawood was doing. The same identical thing. And won't even ask questions about it. They'll slide a little check on your desk, and here you is dancing and rapping and rhyming to their music and having a good time, because you think now that they love you. These people don't love you. They don't even like you. Matter of fact, they have no respect for you at all, because they see you are a sellout. You will sell out in a minute. Isn't that amazing? A sellout. Wow. And these folks are selling out left and right. Black folks, black folks, black folks. I don't know what to do, Will. I'm too embarrassed. It's our children. It's the future of our children. All the homeless people that live in Benton Harbor, and we're giving Whirlpool Corporation $3,870,000 because they said if we didn't give it to them, they was going to move out of Benton Harbor. Well, I will be glad to come and help them move. I'll even rent a truck with my very own money to get them out of the community. Because they're nothing. They're nothing. They're nothing but poverty pimps. That's all they are. Yeah. Do you have any idea how we allow these people to get away? They pimping the federal government to $120 million because the air of the Whirlpool is spread up the U.S. representative. And they get everything they want. See, black people have to get out and vote. And vote that man out of office. They have to vote Republican only to get Fred Upton, who is a Republican, out of office and vote for the person that's running against him. That's all they need to do, and they got to beat him in the primary. You're not going to beat him in the election. Go, white folks, they vote for a guy like him. They like him because he's a racist. See, and racism sells in this country. Racism sells. Matter of fact, it's even on the stock market. Racism. Selling at $4.22 a share. Racism. It's unfortunate, but it's there. We must change the way we do business. We must make sure that they understand that we're here to stay. And there's going to be some casualties. You people out there, it's going to be some casualties. But you got to be organized. Save your bullets. Because there's going to be a time when you won't be able to buy bullets. We're at war. This is no conflict. I'm asking the Russians and the Red Chinese to please supply guns to this community. I want you to flood this community with guns, tanks. I want you to flood it because these people, they shooting to kill. And eventually we might just run out of bullets. On that note, I want to end this right now. We all know that Whirlpool is a poverty pimp. They've been pimping. Boycott all Whirlpool products. Stop buying anything that has Whirlpool name on it. Stop it. Can we stop buying Whirlpool products? Can we do that? All my listeners, let's stop buying Whirlpool products. And then let's take it from there. On that note, I'm going to have to tell you thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. And just remember, Whirlpool Corporation are private pimps. Thank you so much for listening.